hundreds of people are packing an Agoura Hills nightclub. The Canyon Club is known for the famous rock music bands it brings to the region, but tonight it's filled with country music. It's hosting the Borderline Bar and Grill, the popular Thousand Oaks Country Spot, which remains closed since the November 7th attack, which took 12 lives. Some say it's like a huge group therapy session.
There's a lot of spirit here, a lot of love, a lot of people that are just willing to hug each other, and honestly, we miss Borderline. We miss the atmosphere. The dance floor is a little bit smaller here, but nonetheless, we love the way that the Canyon has welcomed us as their family. It's a very, very emotional place right now.
Lisa Barnum and her husband Dave have been going to the Borderline to dance for years. She says this is helping people deal with the shock of the attack. The Barnums know. They're survivors of the Route 91 attack in Las Vegas, which killed 58 people and injured more than 850.
We understand what these people are going through, these people who've lost loved ones, and what they were going through when they were trying to escape, because we were doing the same thing.
Dave Barnum says he's happy to see so many young people here at the Canyon Club dancing and having a good time.
Seeing the kids watching their faces, because we know we went through it, to see them smiling again, because it's going to take a while. It's been over a year with us. It brought back all the emotions, but it's nice to see these kids out, and it's nice to see them relax and have some fun.
There we go. Nice and easy. 5, 6, 7, 8, and step.
Candy Sherwin is the Borderline's lead instructor. She's been teaching Western dance for the club for 24 years and is running classes here at the Canyon Club.
Seeing everybody together, it doesn't matter where we are, because Borderline is our connection, it's our heart, and it's our home, and we just need to be together. When I walk in here and I see everybody out there, I started crying immediately. It's hard for me to start talking, because I'm so happy to be with everybody. This is my family. We just want to dance and be together.
Sherwin says while the dancing is intended to be fun for Borderline staff members and the club's regulars, it's taken on another, more important role.
The music is healing. Dance is healing. We had to start dancing right after the tragedy. Some of us just needed to be together. And I had 25 people at my house 3 nights after the shooting. They just came over to my house, and we were together, and then we put on music and we danced.
This is the third time the Canyon Club has hosted the Borderline Bar and Grill crowd in sort of a pop-up event. Borderline owner Brian Hines says it's wonderful to see the club's hundreds of regular customers reconnecting.
This is really what it's all about. It really is a home. It's a community. It's really just a really close group of people. I'm glad we can do this.
This weekend, the Borderline is co-hosting a fundraiser in Westlake Village, with all of the proceeds going to the families of the shooting victims and survivors.
The event coming up this weekend is going to be January 6th. It's at the Picasso's. It's an example of this community really coming together. It was a group of people that I've never met, and now there's 30, 40 people on the committee that are putting this thing on, and it's the first event that we've done as Borderline, as a fundraiser, with the city, with the police, with the fire department, and with just the great people that live in our community.
The Bar and Grill's owner says his focus continues to be on helping victims and survivors, and that it's still too soon to think about the future of the Thousand Oaks Club.
We want to do the right thing. We will do the right thing as a community. I will do the right thing as an owner, but we don't know what the right thing is yet, because we don't have the answers to all these questions. But right now, we want to take care of those 12 families that were our friends as well, make sure everybody that's injured has been taken care of, and make sure the people that are there, like, mentally are being taken care of. And then from there, once we know the healing started for everyone that was involved in that horrible night, then we'll worry about the possible reopening.
Longtime Borderline Bar and Grill dance instructor Candy Sherwin sums up the attitude of many of the people on hand.
We cannot let hate win. This was a horrible, horrible experience, and it was a tragedy in so many ways. But it also, it brings out the best in us, and when we see what the entire community has done to come together for not just Borderline, from the fire to the shooting, seeing what's happening in this community, it's pretty overwhelming in a good way.
In Agoura Hills, Lance Orozco, KCLU News.